Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. Barbara Weltman is here. I'm glad she's here, too. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust, and more than 10 years she's been on the show. I think that's right. I think we've already, have we had your anniversary, Barbara?
We sort of passed it. It was last month.
Yeah. But I think didn't we celebrate it last time? But if we didn't, I'm going to do it again. Happy anniversary, Barbara.
Well, thank you to you too.
10 years on the Small Business Advocate Show, and folks, that's dedication to small businesses. Nobody has it better than Barbara Weltman. She's the world's expert on small business taxes. She's written all the books. She literally has written the books, ladies and gentlemen, on small business taxes. I don't know how many, Barbara, what, 20 or 30 or so? I don't know how many.
A lot.
Many more. Something under a billion copies sold galactically, and including the new one, which is J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2008. And Barbara, I remember when, and don't mind me saying this, but I remember when your first one came out, they didn't even have your name on the cover. Weltman did. I mean, Lasser didn't. J.K. Lasser.
Right. They forgot to put it on the cover.
Remember, I said, Barbara, what's wrong with these people? You tell them to put your name on the book. Oh, man, that's been a long time ago. Barbara, we got the personal and partnership tax filing coming up in a few days or extending that.
That's correct. You can get an automatic extension just for asking for it. It's automatically 6 months. You don't have to have a reason. You don't have to tell a reason.
You used to have to come up with something, didn't you?
Well, you used to have two different extensions, and the first one was automatic, and the second one you needed a reason.
But Barbara, I remember 20 years ago sweating it out. I remember coming up with something and sweating out whether they would accept it or not. They always
did.
Well, that was it, but it was always that thing that you worried about.
Yeah. Well, this year, though, there's a special wrinkle and maybe a little motivation for trying to get your return done on time rather than asking for an extension. Getting an extension is a good idea if you need more time to do your return right, or you need more time to put money into your retirement plan.
That's a real good reason to extend.
Exactly. But this year, delaying the filing of your return will delay any rebate check to which you're entitled. So you can't get your rebate check, that $600 for singles, $1,200 for individuals, plus different amounts for different purposes.
Do you get a rebate if you didn't pay, if you didn't have to pay any taxes? I mean, let's say, what are we going to get? How much are we supposed to get back? $500, $800?
$600 for singles, $1,200 for married couples, plus $300 for each dependent under 70.
But what if you didn't pay $1,200? What if you got somebody who didn't pay a couple that didn't pay $1,200 in taxes?
Well, for people who did not necessarily even have to file a return because their income was so low, they may be entitled to a $300 rebate. People, for example, collecting Social Security, you have to have had at least $3,000 of qualifying income.
Mm-hmm.
So some disabled veterans, low earners, that sort of
college
thing, but
students,
not
like
dependents.
That.
Dependents will not get kind of rebates. So high earners won't get any kind of rebates either.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So if you were too successful, forget the rebate.
Why is that?
Because politically, that's how they had to sell it.
They figure you're going to spend your money anyway, right?
I guess so. So anyway, if you made too much, you're not going to get it. But again, it relates to filing your return. You have to file a 2007 return in order to get the rebate, including people who aren't ordinarily required to file a return. They need to file a special 1040A. That form has highlighted lines, so they only need to complete a couple of lines to get the rebate.
Now, let's say somebody extends their tax return they do an extension and they file their tax in August instead of October. Will they get their rebate at that time, or will it come after that?
It will come shortly after that.
Okay.
So the later the rebate is going to go out.
So it'll be a separate check. It won't be adjusted on your tax return.
Correct. Okay. Any refund that you're entitled to in your 2007 return comes separately from any rebate. These are two separate concepts.
Right. Okay. So you're going to get folks. You're going to have two different transactions there. If you have money coming back, or if you're paying, what if you're paying taxes?
So if you're paying taxes, it's still separate from the rebate.
Yeah, you write them a check and pay them the money, and then later on you'll get a check back for however you qualify.
Yes.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Barbara Weltman is our guest, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 20 till here, Chicago, to take us out.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Mr. John Cougar Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if he minds being called John Cougar, or actually I think it was Johnny Cougar once upon a time. I think it's just John Mellencamp now. Anyway, he's a serious rocker from the Hoosier State, and I like his music. Welcome back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. As you know, we do over 1,000 live interviews on small business issues every year. And we've been doing this now. We're in our 11th year to do that. And you can find our Brain Trust members, hundreds and hundreds, over 600 of them, like our good friend who's our guest this half hour, Barbara Weltman, and just hundreds of the top experts in the world on small business issues. And, of course, you can read articles to your little heart's content, thousands of those. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And by the way, all the interviews we've done since 1999 are preserved there on the website. So you can go back and listen to what people said years ago about things that haven't changed. Some things are evergreen. And so you can go back and check those out. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Barbara Weltman and I are talking about your taxes. She is the tax expert for small business. And we're talking about, by the way, she's the author of the new book, the new version of J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes. This one's 2008. Barbara, we were talking about, I think we wrapped up the filing. Folks, next week is the day you need to go. And folks, look, Barbara, I know you agree with me. Don't beat yourself up this weekend. If you got stuff going on, you haven't got all your stuff in, don't kill yourself this weekend to get your taxes done. File an extension, even if you only use it for a week. What do you think, Barb?
I agree 100%. Even if it's just for a couple of days, do it. File the extension now, and then even if you don't even use the extension.
Don't you know people, Barbara, like I do, that they literally ruin their lives this time of year over the April 15th date?
Well, they do stress, and sometimes they can't even get to their accounts because the accounts are so busy at this time. But the one thing that you do need to know is that it's not only the filing deadline for your 2007 return, but it's also the first installment of estimated taxes for 2008, and that you don't get an extension for.
Right.
That you have to do. So I would concentrate certainly on that so you avoid any penalties related to estimated taxes.
If you're in the estimated tax, if that's what you're having to do, it's also the drop-dead date for your IRA.
Correct.
Right?
For 2007, you cannot put money into an IRA for 2007 past April 15th this year.
Right. And is it the drop dead date for the HSA, or has that already happened?
No, that's the same
no,
date.
No, I thought. No, wait a minute. I thought HSA was HSA is not beyond 15th of April.
Correct.
Okay.
It's
the same thing. HSAs and IRAs.
Correct.
You got to fund those for the previous year by April 15th. But other retirement mechanisms are not like that, are they?
No, if you set up, if you already have a retirement plan set up like a profit sharing, a 401k, you have until the extended due date of your return to put the money in for 2007. If you haven't set up any retirement plan, if you don't have any retirement plan for your business and you're profitable, you still can shelter your profits by setting up a SEP, a simplified employee pension, and you have until the extended due date of your return to set it up and put the money in.
So folks, check that out, and so you got maybe all the way till October 15th, and of course hopefully you've already filed your, if you have a corporation, you filed your extension in the, on March 15th. What happens if somebody says right now, they're listening to us right now, Barb, and they say, oh my God, I forgot to do the extension on my corporation in March. Oh, my God. What do I do?
Well, now it's time to file the return. It's too late to ask for an extension. File the return as soon as you can. The sooner you file, the you'll minimize the any penalties.
That's all you got, right? Just some penalty and some interest, maybe?
That's correct.
And the penalty, for if you're off 30 days or so, it's not a killer, is it?
No, it's not.
How much would it be? $100, $500?
It goes by the month.
Yeah.
So it's per month.
Yeah.
So if you only off for 30 days, it's not going to be that big a deal.
All right. What else do we need to know about?
Well, one of the things that I think is important to know about are the new breaks for 2008, the key breaks that were in the Economic Stimulus Act that small businesses, that are really helpful for small businesses. So the biggest is the increase in the expensing limit. So you can buy equipment in 2008 and deduct the cost up to $250,000, which is double the limit that was in 2007. So this is the year if you need to replace heavy machinery, upgrade.
But it only works if you're profitable to that degree.
Well, that is true. You have to be profitable.
See, pardon me for getting political, Barbara, but folks, take advantage of this if you can. But this is an example, Barb, of the government not understanding what goes on in a small business.
Well, yes and no, because this is something that you don't have to know about whether you're going to take the expensing deduction until you file your return next year. Mm-hmm. If it turns out that you weren't profitable, so you really don't want to use expensing, you can still use, there's a 50% bonus depreciation.
Right.
And
that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So and there's no limit on that. There's no dollar limit.
Right.
So you can benefit from that.
And then just set the rest of it up on the center table, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back after these messages with Barbara Weltman, our small business tax expert. Well, actually, she's everybody's, but I'm going to claim her today. Stay with us. I can't imagine. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. And Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's barbarawelman.com.
And they can find all your books there, can't they?
They can find my books. They can sign up for a free idea of the day.
All right.
And
tax
my
tips.
And my small business tax idea every day.
All right. And also, I want you to tell the audience about your radio show.
It's called Build Your Business Radio. It's every Monday from 4 to 5 live Eastern Time on wsradio.com. And it's also archived on the site and podcast.
All right, so check that out. And that's wsradio.com.
Correct.
4 to 5 on Monday afternoon. And that's Eastern time. All right. So, folks, it's a good show. I have heard it. I have been there.
He's been there.
It's a good show, and I encourage you to check it out, Barbara. And I congratulate you on adding that dimension to the hard work that you do for small business.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Barbara, there was something else I wanted to ask you about the filing. Oh, folks, don't forget, you got 1099s out there roaming around. You got K-1s out there roaming around. Put all those together. You got to have them all together, right? Because I have this image, Barbara, of the IRS getting a K-1 or a 1099 from other people who, since you a copy, you didn't send yours in. That's a red flag, isn't it?
Well, certainly with the 1099s, they have very good computer matching, meaning that if they've received a 1099, they can match it up to the return that it should appear
right.
on.
Right.
They have tried various matching programs with the Schedule K-1s. I don't know how successful they are.
Right.
But certainly there is the potential for them to match up the K-1s
but
as well.
Make sure you got all... And that's another, you know, that's another reason, Barbara, to get an extension.
If you, absolutely.
If you look at your stuff and you say, whoa, I got some holes here. I got some missing pieces of the puzzle here. And you can't get them all together rather than... and creating brain damage, just file the extension and work that out.
Well, if you have a limited liability company that is supposed to file a partnership return this this 15th and you haven't
right.
done that, you obviously can't do your personal return either.
Exactly. That's
so
exactly
you're going
right.
to need two extensions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I'm glad you remind me. I think we mentioned it earlier, but folks, the LLC it files as a partnership does the same day individuals do, which is April 14th. April 15th. Okay, Barb, what else do we need to know?
Well, you can. The point is, you can do a lot of this online, electronically.
How many people are going to file electronically this year?
I don't know. It's going at a very good clip. It's. I don't know. The statistics are on the IRS website. They post mm-hmm. them pretty much every week, and it's going at a pretty good clip. So a lot of people are using an electronic filing option. The other point that I think that people should keep in mind is don't let your inability to pay the taxes that are due on your 2007 return from keeping you from filing the return if you're ready to file it.
Right.
You want to avoid late filing penalties. Then figure out how you're going to pay your taxes.
There are options. That's a wonderful point, folks. There are two problems you got when you don't file if you owe taxes, and that is you get a late filing penalty and you get a penalty on the interest on the money that you owe. But if you file and don't pay the taxes, you don't get the filing penalty, right?
Correct. And that's really important. Plus, there are ways that you can figure out how to pay your taxes. You can charge it by a credit card. It's an expensive option, I think, because
right.
you're going to pay that almost 2.5% convenience fee mm-hmm. to the processor. But the IRS doesn't charge anything for this, by the way. But, I mean, that is an expensive option. But if you need something just maybe to carry you through, that might work. You can ask for an installment agreement.
Mm-hmm.
With the IRS. And
they
depending
will
on,
give it to you, folks, most of the time, won't they?
Well, some of it is automatic, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how long you need the time for, if it's just sort of for under 10 days, there's not even going to be any interest.
Wow.
So just find out about that and ask for it. It's yours. So,
right.
so do it.
And Barbara, we got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Certainly, you know, get the filing extension if for any reason you just need more time.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. And,
Barbara,
and check out what you need to do on the state level, which may be different from the federal.
And check out the electronic filings, too, because that's going to be something we're all going to have to do eventually. No question about that. Okay, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. That's Barbara Weltman, WELTMAN.com. And don't forget to check out a radio show. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.